Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. has crossed a grim threshold in the pandemic. More than 200,000 people have now died from COVID-19. Comes as overall cases are also starting to rise after falling significantly at the end of the summer. More from NPR's Will Stone.
Certain parts of the country have a much higher death toll from COVID. Just three states, Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey, account for more than a quarter of all U.S. deaths. Florida, Texas, and California also had a large share of deaths. Fewer people are dying compared to the spring, partly because younger people are getting infected. But Dr. Bill Pounderly at Washington University in St. Louis worries about a surge of cases in the winter.
Then we will see more people dying. The proportion may be less, but the numbers will still be high.
Cases are now climbing significantly in the Great Plains and parts of the Midwest. Will Stone, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats in the House say they are hoping to pass a temporary funding bill to keep the government operating through December, preventing a partial shutdown when the current fiscal year wraps up at the end of this month. However, at the moment, a dispute over farm subsidies is preventing a final agreement, threatening to delay passage of a measure. Provision gives the Trump administration the authority to continue to dole out Agriculture Department farm bill bailout money and was left out of the bill by Democratic leaders. Republican lawmakers as well as Democrats in rural areas have expressed concerns about leaving that out. Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he'll support a prompt nomination to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court left by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last week. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports his position all but assures the Republican-led Senate can move ahead with a confirmation process.
In a statement, Senator Romney said the Constitution gives the president the power to nominate and the Senate the authority to provide advice and consent on Supreme Court nominees. Romney says he plans to follow the Constitution and precedent in considering President Trump's nominee.
I've indicated that what I intend to do is to proceed with the consideration process, and if a nominee actually reaches the floor, that I will vote based upon the qualifications of that nominee.
At least two Republicans senators have said that a confirmation vote should wait until after the November election. President Trump says he plans to announce his nominee at the White House on Saturday. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The chairman of the Interest Rate Setting Federal Reserve, along with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, are expressing cautious optimism about the U.S. economy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell today telling members of the House Financial Services Committee he believes the economy is healing. Though Powell also noted only about half of the 22 million people who lost jobs in March and April are back at work. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 140 points to 27,288. The Nasdaq rose 184 points. This is NPR. The Canadian Union Unifor and Ford Motor Company have reached an agreement in principle for a new contract. As Alex McLennan of member station WDET reports, the tentative deal represents a dramatic shift from the prospect of a major plant shutdown to nearly $2 billion investment by Ford in electric vehicles there.
Union leaders have been looking for Ford to commit to a new product for the company's Oakville, Ontario plant, and Unifor President Jerry Dias says the deal envisions the automaker building five electric vehicle models at the site.
With the first one rolling off the assembly line in 2025, with a fifth vehicle rolling off the assembly line in 2028. But we've also secured the assembling of batteries that will go into these vehicles.
The investment by Ford, along with support from the Canadian government, is intended to transform Canada's auto industry into a major player in the electric vehicle market. Union workers will vote on the Ford contract this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
President Trump is demanding the United Nations hold China accountable for the coronavirus pandemic as he defends his own handling of COVID-19 in the U.S., where the death toll now tops 200,000. While Trump blames China, he's been harshly criticized for his administration's track record in battling the coronavirus. His Democratic opponent Joe Biden claims Trump bungled the response to COVID-19 and is responsible for the U.S. having more deaths than any other nation. Crude oil futures prices rebounded today, oil ending the session up 24 cents a barrel to close at $39.55 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.